We greet you, and we greet all those who are with you and all those who love you as who you are. For thought, this is very important. Your thoughts do affect so much. Let us say that if you will think back when each of us sat in classes or we sat in a place and we wanted that person to turn around, we would think, turn around, and we'd stare at them. And finally, the person would turn around and we could wave, or we'd say, oops, wrong person, or whatever it was that we wanted their attention for. The reason I bring this example to your attention is, number one, the power of thought. So let us say that everyone says, oh, this country is going to go to war. So let's say 70% of the United States thought that. Well, then I can assure you there would be some form of war around 70 to 80%. For the other percent that didn't want it wouldn't be as strong. For it would be overrode or ran over. So I want you to think about how your thoughts are each day. When you get out of bed in the morning, are your thoughts, this is going to be a good day, or, oh, this day is going to be so difficult, it's so challenging. In the pattern of time, thought has a great deal to do. And it says to you, monitor your thoughts. When you think something that is not happy, or let's not even say happy, let's just say in a disbalance or an unbalanced thoughts, then it's time to cancel those and replace them with thoughts that are more balanced within your world. Each human has this little world around them, pattern of energy. You've heard it called aura or energy pattern and many other names. But remember, your thoughts affect that, and that's what you're putting out. So what do you really want to put out? What do you really, truly, down as a soul, know? Think about that. Reach down to your soul and look at the thoughts that you and your soul, ego only, but your soul, your whole purpose, your whole thinking is, so that you can truly put out good thoughts, safe thoughts, strong thoughts, for the betterment not only of yourself, but of the world. Truly our blessings.